term Gurukula. This is the answer to the 7th question I was asked for a yoga research project. How do you consider your own position towards the term Gurukula? Gurukula means family of the teacher or of the teachers. So I could say my own position is Gurukula is a form of spiritual education. Students live with a teacher, with their teachers. And I think it's a very important the subject. Of course, you can also go to a yoga school and learn Hatha yoga and a meditation course. In some of our Yoga Vidya centers, we also have Vedanta courses once a week. Everybody meets, and we have Bhagavad Gita courses, Yoga Sutra courses, and they have their own advantages. But it has a special beauty when students live with their teachers, are in the ashram, in a spiritual community. You could say Gurukula is another name for spiritual community. Grow together, learn together, practice together, experience together. It's the easiest to experience God by living for a while in an ashram, even if it's just for 2 days, like we have many weekend guests. But you can also learn very thoroughly by staying for a few years. At Yoga Vidya, we also have the Acharya study course, and that is a course where you study for several years. You also do Karma Yoga, Seva, this means selfless service, and you study and learn and you teach, and in that way you become an Acharya. For that you have to live in the ashram for several years, at least 3 years. More usually most stay in the ashram for at least 6 years before their title Acharya is something which is bestowed upon them.